Welcome back here on the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Huge weekend of hockey coming up. Silverstein Ice Center's arena, the place to be. Remember, parking's always free. You can get your tickets at kcmavericks.com. Tonight, Toledo. Tomorrow, Kalamazoo. The Red Hot Mavericks, winners of 7 of their last 11, took 2 out of 3 with what was no longer, after facing the Mavericks, the first place Utah Grizzlies. They are out of first place. First place coming in, by the way, on Wednesday. Brent Thiessen with us here to talk about what's going on with the Mavericks. Brent, how are you, buddy?
I'm great, Seren. How are you doing?
Doing really well. How about the team, the way it's playing? 2 out of 3, and the loss was an overtime loss to Utah. That was a huge series, 7 of 11. Team is really playing well right now.
Absolutely. You look back on last weekend, I know we talked about it, but you know, it was a big weekend for us playing the in Utah, playing the first-place team and getting 5 of 6 points on the road, especially with some of our road woes, if you want to call them that, earlier on in the season. I think we proved a lot to ourselves and really came back with a lot of confidence. Like I said, 5 out of 6, couldn't be happier with that road trip.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. And how about tonight? What's going on? I mentioned a big night, a big weekend of hockey. Hockey Across America weekend really is going to spill all the way to Wednesday when the Stanley Cup is going to be out at Silverstein Ice Center's arena. What all is going on out at Silverstein this weekend?
Well, fun weekend here. You know, we celebrate Hockey Across America with USA Hockey, and you know, it's going to be a great opportunity to really celebrate our sport. So we're encouraging everybody to come to tonight's game, tomorrow's game, in their hockey jerseys. We're going to be celebrating Tri-Hockey for free, and a little fun fact for you here. Kansas City was the number one market in the country last year with over 500 kids participating in the event. Children 4 to 9 years old can come on out and try hockey for free. We'll have all the gear. Our team will be involved. You'll see Mac and Cheese, our mascots, here at the Silverstein Ice Center's Community Ice at 2:50. That's 2:50 on Saturday. So if you have a kid wanting to play hockey or just curious about the sport, we invite you to come on out Saturday and give it a try. Costs nothing. And I know everyone's going to have a good time, especially with the numbers we saw last year.
And just to reiterate, the skates, the gear, it's all there. All you need to do is bring the little
correct.
One, right?
That is correct.
And boys and girls, because the U.S. women's hockey team is the best in the world. So this is boys and girls, right?
That's exactly right. You know, and this is the weekend that we celebrate that. You know, we've got some really exciting things going on tonight and tomorrow as far as celebrating our game and celebrating the fact that anyone can play. We've got sled hockey with Variety Children's Charity tonight at the first intermission. That's always fun to watch. And then, of course, tomorrow in our first intermission, we also have an adaptive bike presented to CCVI, the Children's Center of Visually Impaired. We're going to be presenting that tomorrow at intermission. So, you know, really great weekend that we have coming up here. It's always a fun weekend. We also have, you know, just for tonight, we have KC Aviation doing paper airplanes. So
nice.
We're going to be giving those away at the doors, and we're going to be giving away a Southwest gift card and some luggage. So that's a fun little thing we're going to be doing tonight. So we've got a lot going on and off the ice. Toledo coming in here. We don't love playing Toledo because there's a nice little rivalry there. It's always fierce, and you know, I think you saw that a little bit on Wednesday night.
Yep.
We had a great game with them, and so getting them again tonight, it's an opportunity to really establish, I guess, playoff hockey and who we are. And I think it's a great opportunity for us. And then, of course, Kalamazoo. I think all of our games with them have just been really, really very physical, and really starting a nice little rivalry with them as well. So big weekend on the ice as well.
Yeah, it's a huge, really 8 days. I mean, I know we'll talk about Idaho next week, but that's a 3-game series that starts on Wednesday, spills over the weekend on Friday and Saturday, and they are in first place now that you knocked Utah out of first. And so that's a huge one. And like we said, the Stanley Cup going to be there at Silverstein on Wednesday. Huge, huge weekend of hockey all around. And, of course, the Mavericks always so phenomenal, giving back to the community. Children's Variety, CCVI, great charities, and I love what you guys do there, Brent. That is absolutely awesome. Get the little ones out Saturday, 2:50. Just bring them. They got everything you need, gear, skates. They can try hockey. It's Hockey Across America weekend. Just a great, great weekend with a team that is red hot in your Kansas City Mavericks. Brent, great stuff as always. We encourage everybody, kcmavericks.com. Get your tickets. Parking is always free. Have a great weekend, buddy, and we'll talk to you in the midst of that Idaho series next week.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Trent.